Welcome to Dad Life with Foz. My name's Luke Forrest, aka Foz. Alongside my beautiful partner Emily, I'm about to become a new dad, and I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. So instead of doing the research privately, I thought I'd invite some of my mates along who've done this all before. And hopefully, along the way, I'm going to work out what the hell I'm doing when this baby is born. And we're back here, episode 4 of the Dad Life podcast. My name's Luke Forrest, and we're back here at Royal Stacks again in Moorabbin to record an episode with, well, he's a reigning BNF champion at Collingwood. He's also a father of two, Jack Crisp. How are we?
Yeah, going very
well. I like to call you Steak Knives as a nickname. Have you heard that?
I'll say thanks for having me, and we'll just leave it at that.
Have you heard that before, Byron?
Please explain, Jack.
So I call him Steak Knives because with the trade, with the Dame Beams deal, when he came to Collingwood, right. We pretty much got Jack Crisp for about $9.90.
Really?
Yeah, for a bargain. Right. You know, we used to throw in Steak Knives with like the cars and the deals back in the day. Yeah.
It's a little add-on.
Okay.
Apparently.
Well, that's a fun...
It's going back 7 years, though.
It's a funny story for the fans, but if he's not being paid much, it's a bit awkward, isn't it, to talk about?
I'm sure he's getting paid well now. And I must admit, I just polished off one of the biggest burgers ever out there. Still can't taste anything because of COVID. But Jack also polished off one in about 26 seconds, I reckon,
It was actually one of the best burgers I've ever had.
How good are they?
You blokes talked it up, and they delivered. Very impressed.
I also then mentioned the skin folds, and Jack goes, well, I had the best year ever last year, and my skin folds were no good.
B&F, and he was roly-poly.
You're not rolling.
No, sorry, that's not. Sorry, Foz.
Now, we're going a bit off topic. We're here to talk non-footy. We're here to talk parenting. Now, Jack, you're a father of two. Now, Sloane and Lila?
Yes, correct.
Lila. Could be Lila.
Yeah, Lila.
So Lila's 4 and Sloane's 2.5. So it'll be interesting because we've had Gorney, who's a new dad, Joshie Miller, who's 6-month-old, and then Scotty McGregor, who's a couple of young kids. So we're getting older and older as it goes on. So we'll get to you soon, Byron.
Yes, my son's 13. I don't know if that still even qualifies, but I'm more than happy to chat in a future episode.
I know. So I'm at the stage now where Em's at 22 weeks, my partner. So it's getting to the start to get midway serious end, and we're starting to feel the kicks, and it's sort of getting a little bit exciting.
Yeah, that's when it gets a bit fun. Yeah. Your missus hasn't had any problems yet. All clear so far?
All clear so far, which is good. And that's what I actually wanted to touch on. With your two pregnancies, did you go through anything like leading up to the birth that you had any problems or anything, or did they go pretty smoothly?
It went relatively smoothly pretty much the whole time. I think the only major problem we had with Lila was just because she had a whole head of hair.
Yep.
And Michaela read that you can get a lot of reflux and stuff. So there was night after night after night where Michaela was just laying in bed for hours on end, couldn't sleep, trying to sit up and just doing little burps and stuff here and there. And then I was snoring my head off next to her trying to get a good night's sleep.
So that's where Em's at now. Em's at the stage now where she's studying other girls that are pregnant at the same time. And she actually looked at Michaela's. She did a stalk on Michaela's profile. And she goes, oh, thank God. She screamed out, Em, what are you talking about? She goes, oh, it's just good because I saw Michaela's boobs got big. And then they went back to a good size after she gave birth. So can you confirm that, Jack? Or deny?
They're a good size.
Oh, they are now.
Yeah, I think sometimes they might get too big throughout pregnancy. Might be a bit stressful on the woman's back, with obviously the pregnancy at the front. So it can cause a lot of stress and a lot of pain. But, the back's fine now.
Sorry, I just want to apologise if I was asking you about your missus's breasts.
Well, it was Em. It was Em. It wasn't me.
Yeah. Well, we won't skip over that.
Okay, it made everyone feel a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm sweating now, just saying.
Now, you're a reasonably young dad. So 24 were you when you had?
Yes, I just turned 24, I think.
I think I know more about Jack.
You do.
Do you know how old you are?
I'm 28, but I was just trying to think of the dates.
Now, talk about being a young dad. Was there anything that you found it hard to give up, being a young dad and a young...
Yeah, I think just being able to stop going out, hang out with my friends and have a few beers, I think, was the biggest problem, because obviously we're still partying a fair bit at that age, and... I probably have only just come around a little bit, to be honest. It's taking me 4 years.
Oh, this is good. This is good, Carl.
So, yeah, that was pretty hard.
That was a hard thing. Yeah, I think that's what most guys think, the freedom to sort of just go out at a drop of a hat.
Yeah.
And yeah, you sort of got to come back. Now, birthing classes, yes, no, maybe. What did you learn from them?
We did not do one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were going to book in for one, but then we didn't end up getting around to do it. And then Mickey might have read one or two things, but then we've decided to just kind of wing it. Like, you can plan as much as you want, but every child's different, every family's different. You're going to have different problems and things surface. So we kind of just winged it, learned how to change a nappy when Lila was born, learned how to give her a bath when she was born. And, yeah. You know, we were at the hospital for 3 days and then we were on our own, so...
This is the general consensus I'm getting is no birthing classes.
A theme here of the Dad Life podcast, hasn't it? I don't think any of your guests bothered.
Did you do a birthing class?
No. They must be going out of business, one's going to them.
No one's going to them. Well, there you go. Now, what do I need to expect with them sort of in the next 4 months leading up to the birth? What should I be doing for it?
Make sure you're getting your sleep now.
Yeah. Because I actually had a mate the other day who said it was... He said, with a month to go, start setting your alarm 3 times a night to get used to waking up.
Nah.
I'm like, that. Really?
That's your last month before you have to get up 3 times a night.
Makes no sense.
I don't know, until your kids move out.
Now, with the two births, like the day of the birth, was there anything that happened that you didn't expect during the birth?
Well, we're booked in for Lila to come in hurry her along, I think, because she were about a week overdue. So that was just kind of just on schedule, just, you know, wake up 6 o'clock in the morning with some breakfast, mosey on in for a 7 o'clock appointment.
Yeah. very relaxed, isn't it?
Very relaxed.
Yeah, it was good.
A bit too relaxed.
You could have 15 kids, Jack.
Went for a while. I was getting around lunchtime. I was getting a bit hungry. I didn't ask Michaela this, but I actually thought in my head a couple of times, like, do you reckon I can ask her if I can go get a feed?
Yeah.
But I'm glad I didn't, because 12:30, yeah, Lyle ended up coming. Yeah. And Sloane, we were actually booked in. We ended up going to hospital the night before, and we were booked in the next day. And then we had our appointment with the obstetrician. He said, yeah, just relax a bit now. So we walked across the road to Macca's, sat down at Macca's, had a meal each, Mickey and myself, and then back in. And then 3 hours later, yeah, it started happening.
Now, Sloane, named after Rory or not?
No. I like the name after Sloane from Entourage.
Yes.
So that's where I got the name from.
Which one's Sloane?
He's partner.
Right. Is your child literally named after that character?
Well, that's how I like the name. But Mickey Mickey listed off some names to me, and that was one of the ones. Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, it's good. We'll go with after Rory. Now, how was the first week home? How'd you cope with that? What was the biggest
thing
you remember from that?
From when Sloane came home?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think it's just you think you got it under control with one, but two's just a whole new ball game. Because, like, early days with Lila, we were struggling to for her to breastfeed and then feed her with food and stuff. So we were a bit worried how it was going to go with Sloane, but... turns out she just was happy feeding straight away, like complete opposite to Lila. So in terms of that, was going really well. But then I think it was just having to wake up to Lila, one person with Lila, and then obviously Mickey would have Sloane. So we're both kind of on the go on day and night. And then when I was back at training, then it was just Mickey.
Yeah. Was that a good gap, the year and a half between the two?
Yeah. Well, like, we're happy. We got two girls 20 months apart. You know, they're best friends for 60, 70% of the day. The other 30%, they're fighting over the same toy and pulling each other's hair out, which is quite stressful.
Yeah.
But in the long run, you know, they'll be sharing a room for a while, they'll be sharing clothes, they'll be, I don't know, having a great time together.
Speaking about toys, what's your go-to storyline when you're playing with their dolls? I mean, what, when they're not by yourself?
I just kind of actually sit back, because Lila's actually got a really good imagination from watching a few different shows, and she likes to go to the hospital and go to the zoo, and, you know, she tells me to hop on a bus with the dolls and get off, and yeah, she takes control. I just sit there and go, yep, oh yeah, where to now? Yeah, that sounds fun. Okay, Daddy's just going to go downstairs.
Would you have a third? Would you consider having a third?
Yeah, I'm actually keen for a third.
Yep.
Mickey, I think, is two.
Jesus.
She has been and she hasn't been. But we're both from families of four with four kids, so I've always wanted another one, but we're just not there yet. We're still kind of back in a nice groove with the two kids. Like, they're at an age now where we're getting our life back a little bit as well, and they're not so dependent on us all the time, but they can have fun and go to actual babysitters and family and friends and stuff really comfortably.
Yeah, nice. Now, this is a question from me because I'm in a bit of a predicament. So the first week back, if you had a Bucks weekend a week after your partner was due to give born...
A week after?
Yeah, a week after. How do I get to that Bucks weekend?
Okay. I think that's the wrong question. It's should I go, not how do I get there.
No, we'll go with how do you get. Step one, get the in-laws to stay for a week to 2 weeks, maybe just the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
You know, it's your first child. We had Mickey's mum come stay for, I think it was a week. You know, you got to help. It's new, yeah? Yeah. And they're going to rely heavily for some information and how they do things and all that support and stuff, especially if you're going back to work. They'll need that help as well. So I think that's your best chance.
Yeah. Now, you're pretty much a father of 2.5, because do you still have Caleb Poulter living with you at the moment?
I do.
So who's harder to father, the girls or Caleb?
There was a period last year where I actually thought it was Caleb.
Yeah.
The girls actually cleaned up more than him.
Now, did you say, because I'm from a pretty female-dominated family with my my mum, my auntie, my cousins, grandma, really female-dominated family. Did you picture yourself in that role, and do you enjoy it?
I do now, obviously, but I've got a lot of cousins that are boys, and I've got two brothers and one sister. A lot of my family is all boys as well. But, yeah, having the two girls is great. I wouldn't change it for the world. Like, being a girl dad is something real special. I think other family members would agree, and other people who have daughters have that special bond. Would not change it for the world. They're bloody amazing. I've loved spending the last 4 years with Lyle and two with Sloane. Like, they've just got so much to offer, and I can't wait to watch them grow up.
Now, what about Michaela? Did she struggle with anything, being a mum, or did she...
Yeah, I think just it? Early days with Lyla, because it was so hard and she wasn't feeding well. It takes a toll on the mother, and, you know, they feel like, if are they doing the right thing or are they not? You know, what can they do? They're going to do anything they can for their child, yeah? And if things aren't working, then, you know, she can kind of hit the fan. So the first, I think, 5-6 months were really tough at home, but yeah, she got through really well. Like, we were doing what we could, getting help when we can, and
you just had to support her the best you
could. Like, and now it's at a point where, you know, Lila's a really good eater. She eats her broccoli fine. Yeah. It's the biggest thing for me.
Well, I still don't eat my broccoli fine. I'm 36.
Sloane doesn't. Licks it and goes yuck. Spits it out, throws on the ground.
Now, for new dads, what's the most useless thing you bought when they were kids, and what's the most useful thing?
You just try different things. Like, we've had a few air purifiers to help sleep, some night lights. They all didn't work. Yeah. They're all in the bin.
What about the white noise? Because Em's looking at white noise things now.
Well, I think we tried that last year for a little bit. I think it worked for like 3 nights.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, it's too noisy. Don't want it. Like, Lyle will be and Sloane don't like it. Keeps them up.
So what's the point of it, though, guys? Yeah. So if it's something that makes extra noise.
Well, I think if they get used to it as a kid, like, this is probably going to sound funny, but when Lyla was a young baby, we'd have some parties at home and she'd sleep all through it.
How many people were at those parties?
We'd have about 6 to 10.
That's beautiful. I'm going to get myself one of those.
You should get one even before the baby arrives.
We'd have some music pumping and have a great night.
Beautiful.
Lyla wouldn't wake up. And then, you know, try it with Sloane. No, wakes up straight away. No more parties.
Not copying it.
Not copying it.
Won't have a bar of it, no.
That's a great machine.
Yeah, I know.
I like that.
I'm definitely getting one of them. Yeah. I'm definitely getting one of them. And what about toilet training? Tricks to get them toilet trained?
Not sure about tricks to get toilet trained. We kind of went with the method, you know, they all want to go and they want to go, like, and start learning. We tried to edge Lyla and Sloane there a couple of times, but if they don't want to burrow, they're not going to do it.
No.
But tricks to get crawling. Sloane was easy. Just put some chocolate in front of her.
Yes.
So she wouldn't crawl. Wouldn't call her. Sit there. Yeah, easy to do a chucky. Ooh, thank you.
Now, both your families in Melbourne?
No. From northeast Victoria. So both our families are up there. So we haven't really had much help on that side of things. Like, throughout football, we've got some family come down and help out every now and then. Mickey's mum would come down a fair bit early days. But other than that, we've just got a few groups of friends that, know, we hang out with.
And is it important to have that support network that they can look after the kids for, say, you wanted to go out for a dinner or something?
Yeah, 100%, because Mickey and I struggled with that for a while where, because we didn't have family down where, you know, you're going to trust with the kids at such a young age. It definitely helps. And then once you build that relationship with your friends and, the kids, and you can finally get out, but that was 3 years too late for us getting our date night. So, yeah, we have to plan far in advance. So like, hopefully our friends aren't doing anything, and because our friends are at the age where they're still going out and doing things. So, yeah, you got to pick your moments. But, yeah, it's definitely helpful having if you've got some family around, because, like, one, they're going to love to be around the kids and watch them grow up anyway, and then two, they're more than happy to give you that time to go out and enjoy yourselves.
Is there anyone at the footy club you wouldn't trust with your kids?
Caleb Poulter. Yeah. No, he does a good job. He loves the kids. Kids love him.
How long you got him in your house for, do you reckon?
I said I want him to keep him on for another year.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I've enjoyed having him there. And Caleb's from he's an only child in his family.
Yep.
So I think he's really enjoyed having the kids as well.
He's made it sound like a contract extension, didn't he?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, we're looking at him.
We signed him on for another year.
Is he paying rent?
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay, good, yeah. Good. Now, I've got a few questions from socials for you. So here we go. This is from Swoop Luke.
Yeah.
How did you balance the early morning wake-ups with your football duties?
I think actually early days, I think I said to Mickey, because Lyle was born at the start of pre-season, so it was, if I was going into my main days, like where I'm 7 to 4, I won't get up the late shift. Like I'll feed Lyle at 11 o'clock at night while you've gone to sleep early, and then you can do the early morning one while I'll sleep in. So I was getting some good rest there. With Sloan, she was in season actually, so I think I was just used to being tired then.
Yeah.
Are you just now used to being tired, pretty much?
Yeah, I think I have about 4 or 5 coffees a day. I'll have another one at probably 6 o'clock tonight.
Have you got a coffee machine at home?
No, I was just doing the instant coffee.
Oh, could I work for a coffee company? We'll hook you up.
Oh, that was shameless. That was shameless, mate. Sorry about him.
Any chance he can get a plug in there?
Oh, yeah, and also the Byron Cook Show.
Have a listen to my podcast when you get the chance, Jack.
Yeah, I'll ask you.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
All right, this is from Chloe Hensel. Do your kids inspire you with your football career?
Yes, they do. I've said it many times. One of the best things about having kids is when, like, probably mainly so when we lose and we've played crap or I've played crap, the first thing I see when I see them, there's a big smile on their face because they're just happy to see me. And then all of a sudden my mood just flips and then I'm happy again, even though I want to be angry.
Yeah.
But even with Michaela, I walk out with a bit of a grumpy look, so she knows I'm mad. But then I make eye contact, she smiles and laughs, and then I'm like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good again.
Now, this is from OPPT3. How do you juggle time with the kids and Michaela with Call of Duty nights with the boys?
unfortunately, and it breaks my heart to say that Call of Duty has gone to the back end a little bit.
Has it?
That's you've heard this. Yeah. But these days at the moment, it's yeah, and obviously Mickey and I had a few arguments about this too, me trying to play too much Call of Duty.
How many hours are we talking a day of Call of Duty?
Oh, well, before kids, it was like I'd come home from training and play it. Mickey's at work, I'd play it all the time. Now it's Mickey's at work, I've got to look after the kids. Sometimes it's chuck the kids in front of the TV for a sneaky hour or two when Mickey's out for just a couple of quick games.
Your ice cream.
Good, yeah.
Level up.
But yeah, I try to, but then like they're yelling at me to get them some food. I'm like, hang on. Literally last week I had a go at that. Yeah, Sloan's still yelling at me. I was like, oh, damn it, I'm going to put the game down midway. I'm hoping nobody shoot me in Call of Duty. Quickly ran back after getting there some food.
Well, that's some good parenting advice. There you go.
Cool. You could make time for the boys.
Yeah, that's it. Emerson Collins here. What do you enjoy doing the most with your kids?
I know it's been hard with COVID the last few years, but just taking them out to different places is pretty amazing. Like, you see how happy it makes them. Like, Lila's at the stage at the moment where she actually looks at us and says, thank you very much for taking us here. Like, I really appreciate it. Like, says it real slow and cute, and there's just like, big tear in the eye. But
that's nice.
Yeah, doing little things like that.
Beautiful. Now, I've got a couple of questions here from Michaela.
From Michaela?
Yes. Your partner.
I'm logging off now, boys.
So, first one, who do you think is the good cop and bad cop and why?
Oh, she knows what I'm going to say is. I'm the good cop.
Yeah.
She's a bad cop.
Yeah, have to have. Yeah, yeah. It has to be that way.
But, yeah, I try to be tough sometimes, but a lot of the times I'm like, come here, give me a cuddle. Yeah. I'll just take it and she'll yell at me. So she tells me to yell them, and I try. And, hey, don't you do that, or you'll come over and smack you in the bum. And
yeah, yeah.
5 minutes later, I'm going back into a cat.
And then she says, thank you for having me. That was so kind. Yeah.
Thanks, Dad. Mum's a bully.
She's going to have you wrapped around their finger. Oh, imagine when they're 8,
they already have. They were born, they did.
Yeah. Who do you see more of yourself in, one or the other, Sloan or...
Yeah, definitely Sloan.
Yeah.
Even when she was a baby, I thought she looked like me as a baby in terms of looks. But even just like some of her personality traits, so she's, I don't know, a million miles an hour sometimes and just eats a lot. Yeah. I don't know, she's just a bit of a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
And me, yeah, her energy is probably the number one thing.
Oh, beautiful. And what's the funniest thing the girls have said or done?
Said or done.
Tough question, isn't it?
Well, when Lila was younger, she used to think the word sticks was dicks. So Mickey and her mum all the time would be like, oh, Lila, what's this? And she'd be like, oh, it's a big dick. lots of big dicks here.
That's horrendous as a dad. To hear that
I'm shaking my head. Don't say that. And then, yeah, there was another one. I think you say silly clown, but she'd say silly with a C word on the end of it.
They've got no filter kids, do they?
No. Yeah. It's funny for a while, but then she yelled that out one time in public and I'm like, shh, no. Yeah. Oh, that's when I start sweating. Like, oh, crap. Like, hey, Lila, we're going to go. Oh.
Now, when you do have a third, if you do have a third, would you like a boy?
I'm happy to say, yeah, I would love a boy. Yeah. I've got two beautiful girls, wouldn't change that for the world.
But and if you got another girl, would you go for a fourth?
Mickey's already given me the red light in that one. But, yeah, be happy either way. As long as they're happy, healthy children, would be great. But, yeah, a boy would probably top it off to have one.
And what do you admire most about Mickey as a mum? That's not from her, by the way. That's
How good am I?
I think it's just you get a new appreciation for women and mums and what they can endure through pregnancy, firstly through dealing with us as blokes for the first bit. Then, yeah, we get your pregnancy and then what they do for their kids is pretty amazing. You know, they'll do everything they can. Mickey still likes to read books to the girls at night. I kind of go, quiet, go to sleep. And I was like, oh, every time she goes, all right, we'll read a book. I'm like, good on you.
Yeah.
So it's just, little things that they just think and do for the kids and the family. Yeah, it's always good.
That's what I thought, because Em's obviously, she's 22 weeks and seeing the baby and feeling it kick.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see them that happy.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen Em glowing and this happy since I've known her.
So, yeah.
Which is concerning because I thought I made her happy.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you got to take a back seat now.
I know, everyone said that. So we can start going out together.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, once the baby's born.
Well, you've got that Bucks night on, so you can come along.
I'm not going into labour or anything, so I'm good.
Now, what I also do is I get Michaela to just write something little about you and why you're a good dad to finish off the podcast.
I'm already crying.
So she's written this. Anyone that meets and sees Jack with his kids can see how much of an amazing dad he is. He's a big child himself, so he's always having fun with them and joining them in on everything they play. He's also so hands-on, and I never have to ask him to do anything because he's always going to do it. E.g., getting up early and making lunches, changing nappies when the girls were younger, doing bedtime routine, running to them in the middle of the night when he hears them call his name. When it comes to the girls, he never complains about anything because it's so clear that our family is his world. He does anything to make things easier for me as a mum, not because he has to, but because he wants to.
There you go. I'm really crying.
So, Em, if you're listening, you better write that about me. One time today.
Just quick shout out to Michaela. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Love you, baby.
How much did you pay her for that ride?
That didn't feel right, did it?
I did say I was going to bring back a burger from.
I reckon she's gone from the single to the double stack. That's a double stack.
Thanks for popping in, Jack. Really appreciate your time and good luck with the next kid.
Thank you very much. Still going to be the time for that one.